Fan 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome in to the Thursday. This week is going by fast. Thursday edition of Inside the Locker Room. August went by slow. September, fast. Fast. Download the Tide 100.9 app to your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us, do that at wimpandberry@yahoo.com. You want to build a five-star backyard, then use Yellowwood. Yellowwood pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. And always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. All right, great show for you today. We'll talk with JC at the bottom of the hour. We'll find out what's going on with those South Carolina Gamecocks. They got to travel to Columbia. Yes, Columbia, Missouri, but also get his take on Alabama and the week off as they're preparing for the Georgia Bulldogs night game. I wonder if game day will be over there, probably. All right, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. A couple of things, I think. Not a whole lot of news. I am going to discuss a little bit about the Auburn game and maybe the Miami game. Transfer portal has been eliminated in the spring. They're still going to have it, and they're going to discuss it about having it and correcting it, or not correcting it, but changing it some in January. But transfer portal, of course, affects football, and they've eliminated that. So I think that's probably a good thing, and they'll work on the January one when they have time. Back home here in Alabama, of course, Tennessee is a 39-point favorite against UAB, and it probably won't be much of a game. I don't know if you were recognized the line or not. The only thing I want to say is about the Auburn game. When you go back home, I've taken teams back home. When you go back home, or when you have left a place and you go back after being gone a year, things are usually said. You got to give this Auburn quarterback a lot of credit. He seems to be a guy who does what he's supposed to do. Only thing he did was talk about the stadium. It's going to be a very hard game for Auburn. Talk about the stadium, not about the players he's going to play. I thought him not saying much was really good. Now, I don't have a feel for particularly what the Oklahoma players think. But I have a feeling that they feel like he left because of all the injury situations. They didn't want him, and you got Patea came in. And I don't think they have a hard, let me get after him type of attitude towards him. So I think Auburn's going into a rough place. It's always different when you go into a place and you've left. I've taken teams places where sentimental stuff came into my head, and probably comes into head. But I think he's done a good job trying to get ready for this game. I don't think Auburn's going to go in there and win, but I do think it's kind of an interesting look for me. That's about it. Braves won 9-4. If that's important.
That's not important.
Michael Vick. who I don't care if he ever gets another job in his life. He's got to kill all those dogs. I don't give a crap if he ever gets a job. So that's about it. You talk about Miami, and we could talk about Miami at 7.5 in a negative way. They've had three touchdowns called back, very big touchdowns. So you go back to the head coach and blame it on him. You need to go back to the assistant coach who coaches that position. That's who you need to go back to. And that's who the head coach needs to go back to and get it straight. If that position is causing them to lose touchdowns or whatever position does, that's who you call on. The fans basically call on the head coach because he's over them. But, you know, it's the guys who work for you that you know, don't really do a good job of getting that straightened out, in my opinion. So that's about it. It's going to be interesting. You find Florida, Miami. Everybody's down on Florida coach. I knew good and well after the hot seat that he got off of, that he was going to get back on the hot seat once his schedule came out if he didn't get some recruits. Obviously, he didn't get what he needed. That's about it.
A few thoughts about, and this may, there may have been more with Nick Saban's there, but I also think maybe even now that out the style that Georgia plays, they don't really go fast. They kind of line up and they put the tailback back there and they sort of played slow. It, when Nick Saban was here, I guess I'm talking about this because trying to figure out why Georgia's 1-6, that their style is not a style that hurt Nick Saban in Alabama. When a team just tried to run the ball right at you, they just stuffed you. The style that hurts Alabama, and I don't know if it's true now, are the ones that went fast. You know, they went real fast. You didn't have time to settle in. The way that Georgia plays kind of plays into Alabama's hand. It has in the past. Now, whether that holds true in the future, I don't know. But the Gus Malzahn style hurts Alabama. Just to line it up, we're going to run it down your throat. That style doesn't really seem to work that well against Alabama. Do you agree to that? But maybe that's why they're 1-6.
I do agree to that. I think Alabama, I don't really care what people think or not, but I think Alabama was very, very good against them and also fortunate. I think it was a combination of quarterback play, of big plays in the game, and I think they were good, well coached, and also to some degree fortunate. I thought, although Georgia was very fortunate, and that the field goal that was made was not the field goal that won the game against Tennessee. So you get ready to play games and you play big games that people talk about a lot. You're good. You win because you're good, but you're also, in some cases, a little bit fortunate. And that's what it's kind of like golf. If that ball hits and it's in the fairway and rolls into the rough for whatever reason, you're unfortunate. If it stays in the fairway, it's that kind of mentality of both teams. And I think you're right. I think you're right.
So, and then that leads me to Kalen DeBoer and his time at Alabama. His first road game was Wisconsin, and they beat them pretty good. I just don't think Wisconsin's talent level can play with Alabama. I don't care if they played on the moon. Alabama's going to beat Wisconsin. Then they played Georgia at home. They played great. Then they went to Vanderbilt. Road game. So they won the first road game, Wisconsin. Road game, Vanderbilt. Gave up 40. Lost 40-35. Came back, beat South Carolina by 2. Went to Tennessee. Third road game. Tennessee wins 24-17. They shut out Missouri at home. They go to LSU and probably play their best game of the year. They beat LSU over there. And Alabama's done pretty well in Baton Rouge. They go to Oklahoma. They get destroyed, 24-3. The Michigan game was neutral. This year they open up at Florida State. They lose again, 31-17. So his road record is 2-4, if my calculations are correct. Does Kalen Boer, maybe it's 2-4. Do they got to look at what they do on the road? When we go on the road, the Florida State game wasn't very good. Vanderbilt game wasn't very good. Oklahoma game wasn't very good. LSU was. Wisconsin, I don't know. Do they got to reevaluate what they're doing on the road? Or because I heard they asked them about it. They said, well, preparation. You tell me that you didn't prepare for these other times when you went to Vanderbilt and when you went to Oklahoma. I'm sure you prepared. So preparation is not the only thing. And I don't know what Alabama does on the road. But if you were Kalen DeBoer and staff, would you look at what you do on the road and say, guys, 2-4 ain't going to get it?
There's one answer, and the answer is do you prepare mentally? Are your kids and your assistant coaches and are you prepared mentally? Because you're better than they are physically. You've got more talent. Are you ready to play? Now that's going to go in some of our listeners one ear and out the other, but that's the fact. You worry about teams that you go into and play where you're a favorite. Where the kids read the papers and they know you're a favorite. They were no more ready to play defensively than a goose against Florida State. Vanderbilt took the fight to them and it was a surprise. And you've got to be the ready to play part. Florida State game was something that.
But that happened at Oklahoma too.
Well, I understand it happened at all the places you mentioned, but it's the answer to the question is to be darn sure that when your staff meetings and you have an offensive and defensive staff meeting, you're talking about your head coach, and then you have one where all of your coaches in there together. That's when you get it straight. We got to get them. You got to get your group ready to play and play hard. And the assistant coaches and the head coach needs to, it needs to be a feeling. And I did everything I could to make it this way, and I did. We got to play. So and so's in the head coach is so and so. He's kind of a you know what. We gotta look fear a little bit. We don't open the door to go talk to him. We knock on it first. That kind of mentality, and that's the way you coach.
That ain't gonna change though between now and time they travel to Athens.
I don't know if it's gonna change or not, but I think it's going. I don't know if it's gonna change. They're gonna try to change it. That's the answer to your question. I'm not saying it's gonna change. I'm saying that's what you got to do.
Do you have a good feeling then them going on the road that it's going to be different this next Saturday?
I don't know behind the scenes.
Yeah, we don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what have any idea what they're doing, but I think tough game. Georgia does not go and play fast. You're right there, and playing fast is. Georgia will do some things that they think hurts Alabama. Preparation wise, the way Florida State did, they reversed it a lot. The answer is we knew what they were going to do. Well, if you know what they're going to do, then playing hard's important. And to me, if you have the same kind of personnel that, or as good a personnel as your opponent, basically speaking. I would assume Alabama's personnel is as good as their opponent, better than most.
We'll just see if either coach thinks they got to make an adjustment. Does Kirby got 2 weeks? Hey, we're gonna go fast. We're gonna catch them off guard. Is Kalen DeBoer and these guys gonna do something a little different on the road? Because Georgia, I believe they've won. I may be off a game here. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly. 33 straight at home. Is that right, Chase? Something like that. And Alabama has been pretty dominant against Georgia. So something's got to give. 2-minute truck there at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go in preparation for this local, out of town, out of state, or just moved around the house. You can get all the boxes, packing supplies, whatever you need right there to make this a smooth move. Take the stress away from moving, let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today for the free estimates. 205-247-5050. 2 Men in a Truck, movers who care.
trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Thursday morning. Alabama School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey is calling derogatory posts about the assassination of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk, posted online by several teachers across the state, unacceptable. Mackey says the teachers may have violated the Alabama Administrative Code and the Educator Code of Ethics. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather all throughout the day. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got some road construction, active road construction at that on Lurline Wallace. And it is slowing you down pretty significantly on the northbound lanes between 22nd and 24th Street. So that is a short stretch, but it is definitely a load on you. Also, as you move on 20...
Those soft, fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine, there's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Us online today. Tuscaloosa, Dodge, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Three great dealerships. One promise. Your car your way. In Tuscaloosa today.
Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few isolated showers are possible this afternoon and this evening. The high today 92, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow and Saturday, lots of sunshine both days. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The best place for your high school football coverage is right here on Tide 100.9 and online on Tide100.9.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, we'll put the ball on the tee. Kick it off to Philip. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope everything's good.
Good.
I'll tell you a couple things. The Georgia-Alabama game, that game should be just as big a circle game for Coach DeBoer as it is for Georgia. And I know they won't want to mention that. But it should be, and if this upcoming game with Georgia isn't sort of a circle game, then something's wrong, and it's going to be a long day over there if this game is not what I call a circle game. The importance of this game is just monumental because of what lies ahead after that game.
Sure, sure. I mean, if you. You beat a team that's projected to win it, that's going to be up there. And, you know, Georgia don't lose too many. Hopefully Alabama doesn't. But then that gives you a two-game lead, really, because you got the head-to-head tiebreaker there. And if a committee looks at it and the records are closed, then they got to look at, okay, they played – Alabama went to Georgia, and they beat Georgia. Georgia, Alabama deserve to get in before Georgia. Or if it's trying to get to Atlanta – head-to-head, a lot of times, is one of the biggest indicators of who gets there.
Right. And every game for Alabama going forward is just like it's like sunken treasure. Because after Georgia, you've got a hard-nosed, really efficient, well-coached Vanderbilt team that beat you last year that's coming into your place, and they feel good about beating you again this year. And then you've got to go to Missouri, and Missouri should be 5-0. When they host Alabama on October the 11th, and they're going to have an open date before they host Alabama. So, you know, everybody needs to realize that the everything going forward for Alabama is going to be really hard. And that's similarly, this Oklahoma-Auburn game is critically important to Auburn and Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma, the winner of this game, I've said it for the last couple of weeks, I think it's going to the playoffs.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I do. Just the way the schedule lays out, it's very favorable, especially for Oklahoma. Oklahoma's got a chance of finishing the first half of the year 6-0. I think they'll beat Texas. and then they go to South Carolina, which could be tricky, but that's a very winnable game for Oklahoma. And then they host Ole Miss. So Oklahoma's really tough part of the schedule is going to be in the last one-fourth of the season when they go to Tennessee and they go to Alabama and then they finish out with Missouri and LSU.
I hope, and I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong because we can do that. We're not coaching. I hope Alabama and is not looking at it like looking down the road like other. Oh, my gosh, after that they got Vanderbilt. Then we got to worry about – I hope that you got to just focus on Georgia. What do we got to do to beat Georgia? How do we stop Gunnar Stockton? How do we protect our quarterback? You can't even worry about the rest. If you worry about the rest of the schedule, then you ain't going to make it. And I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they are. And you as a fan, certainly like to look at it. It's fun to talk about. But hopefully the players are zoned in, right, Dad, on just this task right here. You can't play – because there is no telling what can happen between now and the time even Alabama goes to Missouri, you know, with how you're playing. They go over there and lay an egg. You got to get your team back. Injuries factor into all this stuff. So there's a lot that can happen between now and whatever game we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Anything else, Phillip?
Well, I want Coach Sanson to go to on X and look at the Alabama basketball thing that they put out yesterday of Davian Hannah in practice. That is a Wimp Sanson player if I ever saw one.
Yeah, word we got on him is really good defensively, really. Really tough, hard nose, a little behind on the offensive end, offensively. So he's got to pick that up a little bit.
Let me tell you, he is going to be a crowd pleaser with that defense. And Wimp Sanson, I think, will really enjoy this kid. I think he's going to be a crowd favorite because he's going to be able to set the tone, I think, with his defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get on X to see that.
Yes, sir. Just get on X and pull up the Alabama basketball platform and look at that. They put out a film yesterday, I think, of him playing defense in practice. And I tell you what, that was something.
All right. Be glad to look at it.
All right, guys. Appreciate you, Phillip.
Thank y'all.
All right, we'll take the break here. Before we get to break, though, we got a new sponsor. I talked to him about it. Thomas Rib Shack. Go to thomasribshack.com. Get your soul food fix right here in Tuscaloosa. They're located at 2931 15th Street. You go down there. They're open till 5 o'clock. Meat and threes, ribs, guys, that just fall off the bone. They got fish. They got chicken. If you want catering, they can do that for you. Coming in for the Vanderbilt game, you got tailgates you want to take care of. Then Thomas Rib Shack is where you need to go. Or this weekend, no game this weekend for Alabama, but you're having people over the house. You're going to finally get a chance to just hang home and watch some football. Then let Thomas Rib Shack take great care of you. Go to that website. The food there is right there on the website. It looks amazing. They have gift cards that you can give. You can purchase some gift cards in there. Give them a call today, 205-759-5010. Get over there for lunch today. You'll thank me later. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We've got some road construction, active road construction at that, on Lurleen Wallace. And it is slowing you down pretty significantly on the northbound lanes between 22nd and 24th Street. So that is a short stretch, but it is definitely a load on you. Also, as you move on 25th...
It may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
buy the locker and pressure treated pie from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. That song, my fight song, was on fire early Saturday, then it kind of died, to be honest with you. All right, get to the Yellowwood hotline. He's the owner of the BigSpur.com, several podcasts that we'll tell you about at the end of the segment. Joins us every Thursday, J.C. Sherbert. Good morning, J.C. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you today.
J.C., Georgia, Kirby Smart is 1-6 against Alabama. Why?
Alabama's been really good.
Yeah.
And in the games, Georgia has not always played as well as they could play. You know, last year, for example, you get in a hole like that, it's hard to come back, even though you didn't come back. SEC championship game, Saban's last year could have gone either way, right?
Yeah.
They just didn't make the critical play at the critical time. You know, their worst game during their two-season run to two national championships was that other SEC championship game, and then they got back and won the rematch. They had no answers for Alabama. And I think at some point that stuff gets mental. Like, you know, you're a confident football team, you're beating the crap out of everybody else. Oh, my God, here comes Alabama. Everybody gets kind of tight. I'm not saying the coaches do, but the players know. They know who they're playing, and they know it's an opportunity. And honestly, that game in Indianapolis, you know, Alabama, we don't think about this. Like, how many of their top receivers were injured? And then there's an injury at corner, and they brought in somebody else. There was a third stringer, and Todd Monken dialed up the post or the fly pattern to, I think, Jermaine Burton, who ended up at Alabama. And that kind of gave the Dogs the momentum. So had it not been for injuries in that game, I don't know what direction that would be. But Georgia has not beaten Alabama in the state of Alabama or the state of Georgia in a long, long time. I think it was Nick Saban's first year, and Mark Richt was the head coach of Georgia. So it's been...
You know
when it started, Barry? It started with that blackout game.
Yes. I went to that game.
Georgia was going to beat him, you know, and that was Saban's fan. It was like 30-0 at the half. And Bama just dominated. And so that's when it started. And there's been close calls. There's been blowouts. It's just all been all Alabama.
I told Dad that I think their style plays into Alabama's hands. It always did with Nick Saban. They tried to line up and just pound it down your throat. Alabama's whooped those teams. It's the ones that they go fast with a running quarterback. Not that Stetson Bennett couldn't run, but you went fast. They kept you off balance. They weren't letting you sub, but they just try to line it up and kind of beat you all. I think Alabama handles that. Now, we'll see if Kalen DeBoer does. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, I think there is. I mean, you know, you're trying to – I mean, Alabama annually was the most physical team in the country. You know, the formula to beat them was never to out-physical them. Now, some people may look and say, well, what about Michigan in Saban's last game? Well, that was a different story. That Michigan team could match that physicality. And even at that, it was a game that went right down the wire. So, yeah, I'm with you. I've never seen teams in the times that Alabama would lose or even have close calls, very rarely. Maybe that Arkansas game where it was 14-13 and Saban got upset afterward. Maybe that, because I think Brett Bielema was the coach at Arkansas then. But very, you know, the times they – stubbed their toes, like when Johnny Manziel was at Texas A&M, or you know, you're playing Steve Spurrier at South Carolina, or all the times they lost to Malzahn in that system. Very rarely could they just line up and run, you know, a power physical style offense and beat that team.
Yep. That.
Well, you know, all the controversy here is Alabama losing on the road now that we're off of the Georgia game, and you know, Georgia game is going to be big, but they've lost on the road against teams that may perhaps Oklahoma's and Vanderbilt's they should have beat. And I just think it, you know, I think it's a mental factor myself. Nobody else does but me. But, you know, mental is physical, what, 3 to 1, as I always say. And I don't think that sometimes they're ready to play. I think sometimes your head guy, and I like the head coach at Alabama, but I think sometimes you need to fear a little bit of his feelings about what's going to happen, what should happen, how they're going to substitute. And I think that becomes a little bit of a factor, and I may be dead wrong. Your comments on that.
No, I mean, the head coach sets the tone. And look, you know, once or twice you run into an ambush, it's going to happen in this league. The thing I think would be frustrating for Alabama fans is it's not that Alabama cannot go win on the road. Look at what they now. Y'all know the history of LSU, Alabama. Alabama's won in Baton Rouge more than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I know that.
History aside, though, Alabama thumped that LSU team last year. That was a pretty good football team on and their place at night. And so, you know, they're capable. But you know, I think you run into some ambushes sometimes, and it is up to the head coach to look at what they're doing. How are they approaching it? Is there something they can point to that's wrong? You know, I don't know that it's going to be a factor against Georgia, because you can't get up for Alabama, Georgia. I mean, why are you playing for the University of Alabama? So I would expect them to be dialed in, and
yeah,
I would expect
Georgia right
to be the same. You know, and it's going to be an interesting football game, because I, you know, Tennessee had some success against Georgia's defense for the first time in a long time. Georgia's defense is young. But I think Gunnar Stockton and that offense and Mike Bobo, who everybody wanted to fire, they've really stepped it up on that side, you know, on the other side. So it's going to be an interesting and exciting football game. I think the team that probably plays the best defense is the one that's going to win.
Yeah. But on the flip side, you know, maybe Kirby's needs to do something different, you know, play faster. Alabama's got to look at what they've done on the road here. They're 2-4 with this staff here. And so I would think with a week off, you probably got to tweak some of these things. If you just try to do the same old thing all the time, sometimes you get the same result. Just your thoughts about that, JC.
Yeah, Steve Spurrier was really good. You know, we all missed him, obviously, because of his quotes, all that. But, you know, there were some things he did as a head coach that don't get talked about enough. And one thing he would do, if something wasn't working, and he wasn't the most patient coach, he would change it in a heartbeat, because he's like, why are we going to keep doing the same old thing? And I'll never forget when he was at Florida, they came to South Carolina. Lou Holtz was the head coach. Gamecocks hosted game day for the first time. It was a blackout. You know, I think Florida had lost at Auburn earlier that year by 3, and things didn't go well. So what he did, it was a night game on ESPN. He's like, well, we just got on the bus and gave ourselves a little tour of the city during the game or before the game, and just relaxed everybody. We didn't want to be sitting around that old hotel all day. And, you know, you get stiff, but we got loose and got out and saw the sights. Florida ended up winning that game 54-17. So I think the good ones are willing, you know, most of the good ones are willing to self-examine and change it up. You know, like Nick Saban, though, he already had the right plan.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to get it twisted and think Saban was doing that. I think what he would do is just, you know, kind of communicate to his assistants and stuff that this is exactly how it goes, because he was – so good at identifying process and where those breakdowns were.
Yeah, I mean, his record, you ain't changing nothing, to be honest with you.
Except his offensive style. He did his credit.
Yeah.
They did evolve.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, and he would change coaches, too, even after a national championship. So, talk to me a little bit about Vanderbilt. I know you guys saw him up close. Quarterback for South Carolina got the concussion. I don't know that if he played, would it made a humongous difference? Probably it would have made a difference for sure. That's who Alabama's got after Georgia. We can look ahead. Alabama can't. Is this Vanderbilt team for real, JC?
Well, yeah, what they are, Josh Pate described a few years ago, he was talking about Kentucky as a spider web team. Like, if you get caught in their spider web, you're dead. This is a spider web team on steroids. This isn't Wilbur the Pig or Charlotte's Web. This is some of those horror movies you see. This is the big spider at the Myrtle Beach Pavilion resting soul in the bone house. This is Georgia Tech under Paul Johnson with better players and a passing game. But all these things, right? You know, and I'm not saying that because of the South Carolina guy. Absolutely, Alabama and LSU, whoever else, the Texas, whoever else they play, you can beat them. Don't get me wrong. But what they do, Clark Lee said this after the game. He said, we can win every game on our schedule. He's like, but we have to play a certain way. And he's absolutely right. You know, they can beat anybody because, you know, they've done a great job in the transfer portal finding under-the-radar guys. They've got more speed this year. Their defense returned 8 starters. They don't make mistakes. They run this delayed zone blitz to where, you know, they'll get you. You know, that's when Lenoris got hurt, was on one of those plays. And then Pavi is just tough as nails, and he's been running that system for years. And so increased talent, more experience, a lot of confidence. Yeah, they'll beat you if you and, you know, the thing you have to do, the thing South Carolina did not do after Lenoris got hurt, you have to score points against them. They're tricky on defense. They don't make mistakes. They don't have the best athletes on that side of the ball. So you can – South Carolina had some success getting in, you know, beating them in man coverage, finding holes in the zone, running the ball, running it with Sellers, and then just fell apart after he went out. They moved it, but they couldn't score. They had 4 turnovers. You know, that's the kind of thing that's going to beat you against them. And if you make a bunch of mistakes and you get out of your element on offense. But, you know, so it's going to be important, I think, when Bama plays them in a revenge game for Ty Simpson and the offense to keep clicking, get Ryan Williams out there, big play them to death. You know, because I'm not sure they're the best. You know, they've come back before against teams. You have to keep your foot on the gas. But I'm not sure they're one of these teams like Georgia did last year where they can have a completely different second half and come back like that where they're throwing bombs and stuff like that. So yeah, that's kind of my scouting report on Vanderbilt. But Clark, their coach is right. I mean, if they play a certain way, we can see Vanderbilt in Atlanta. You know, the chances of that happening in college football, very slim.
Yeah.
But he's right. You know, they can beat anybody.
Sure. That.
For this other team in our league, in our state, I think 2 things stick out at me with Auburn and Oklahoma. Oklahoma probably wins the game. I think I give Auburn a lot of credit. He's going back home. He keeps his mouth shut. He plays hard. He talks about the stadium. He doesn't talk about the kids he's playing against. And on the other hand, I give Oklahoma guys, they know why he left. They had a bunch of injuries and couldn't win. He's better than, you know, he's better now than he was then. But I don't think they have a mad on for him particularly, but I think they probably win the game. Your comments on that game?
Well, he's going to have to make plays, and they're going to have to get their receivers involved against a good Oklahoma defense.
Yeah.
And then Auburn, to me, you know, they went out and beat Baylor. I mean, the warning light for Auburn going out there is going to be pass defense because Sawyer Robinson from Baylor got him for 400 yards. And so John Mateer, an improved receiver core, a better scheme, better blocking, you know, that's going to be what you're looking for. Can they cover Oklahoma? Now, here's where Auburn could win the game. How good is, you know, Michigan had some guys out on the defensive line. They're formidable. You know, scored 24 points. Didn't hold up super against Michigan. This is the SEC. Auburn's got 4 athletes up front. I know they got some injuries, but what could happen if they all of a sudden revert, can't protect? Auburn is able to run the football against a gambling defense. Jackson Arnold gets it going on the ground, and then Auburn can get big plays through the air if Jackson's, you know, accurate to those big play receivers. you know, Auburn should have won this game last year. It was ridiculous that they lost. I think quarterback play had a lot to do with it. They're in better shape this season. Fascinating game, though, because I think the winner, all of a sudden, you know, you start talking about playoff and things like that for the winner of this one. And then the loser is just going to kind of be like, oh, well, on to whatever. So we'll hear about them down the road. So fascinating football game, Coach. And I don't know if I'm going to pick Oklahoma or Auburn yet or not, but, I think Auburn definitely has a chance to go in there and win in the Jackson Arnold Bowl.
How about South Carolina at Missouri? The line's 9.5. That tells me Lenore Sellers is probably playing. Is he playing in this game? I think the last time South Carolina went to Missouri, didn't they get just stomped? Coming off of a pretty disappointing performance there. What's the status of South Carolina's quarterback? And break this game down for us, JC.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's going to be tough. You know, Missouri's one of my teams. I talked about them all summer. I was like, why are they 12th in the league? Their personnel's better than that. Their coach is better than that. They're now 24-5 in their last 29 games.
Wow.
You know, I didn't think there was going to be, you know, intangibles-wise, Brady Cook, such a tough player. We saw what he did to Auburn last year when he went to the hospital, comes back and leads Missouri to a win. But this Bo Fribula guy is unbelievably good. He's a lot like Diego Favi, if I'm being honest. You know, their defensive line has a lot of good players. With Lenore Sellers, South Carolina, but at the same time, Missouri hadn't been challenged. I mean, Kansas challenged them a little bit early because of some turnovers, and they basically dominated the rest of the game. And then Central Arkansas at the University of Louisiana. Louisiana passed for 4 yards against Missouri last week. And it wasn't really anything Missouri did. They're just that bad at throwing the football. So they hadn't exactly played a bunch of good teams. But for South Carolina, for Lenore Sellers, guys, he had a mild concussion, is my understanding. That's not totally confirmed through a medical staff or anything. What usually happens is you got to go 6 days concussion protocol, and they test you, and he's been fine. He's been able to go out and throw the ball, practice, or whatever. But if you don't pass the test on day 6, you're out. It's cut and dry like that. So he either will or he won't, but they're optimistic that he will. And the line has gone from 13.5 opening to 9.5, probably based on that information. So I think Vegas is probably leaning towards he's going to play, because I doubt there's a ton of money coming in on South Carolina after last week.
Yeah, they probably give him the answers to the questions before they give him that concussion test, yeah. Don't you think?
you know, I the Florida situation, I know that the knock is that the Florida head coach doesn't call good plays. He's not a good coach on the field, on calling plays. But they've had 3 or 4 touchdowns called back. I get the if it's the same old crap with assistant coaches, I jump their butts. I think they played a little bit better than people want to give them credit for. I'm not a Florida fan, but he goes from the hot seat to where he's okay. And the cotton picking schedule was terrible, and it goes back to the hot seat again with the AD that's going to leave before long. Your thoughts about the Florida and the Miami game?
Yeah, you know, Miami's kind of licking their chops a little bit. Miami this year has been impressive, you know, beating Notre Dame in the opener. They showed some toughness. You know, Carson Beck seems to have rebounded, and he seems to be an answer. You know, Florida's playing really good on defense, though. I've got some questions about Notre Dame's defense after they gave up a bunch of big plays and points to A&M. You know, South Florida, though, I mean, Miami just kicked the crap out of them. But I always say if you compare scores, you should. You know, you can't just say, oh, they beat Miami beat South Florida by this, and Florida lost to them at home. So therefore, that's going to happen. Florida's battle tested after losing a tough one at LSU. The thing it's going to come down to, guys, is turnovers and things like you mentioned, mistakes on big plays. You know, I think Florida fans, because of the history of their success under Coach Spurrier and then Urban Meyer, they were both very dynamic offensive coaches. They expect a little more. You can't just kind of go out there and run and play defense, and they're not going to be happy about that ever, even if they win. So it's a tough situation, but it you know, it wouldn't surprise me. Miami has a history of not showing up when you least expect it. What surprised me to see Florida go in there and give them a game and maybe pull out a surprise victory. If Miami wins the game, I will start buying them as maybe an ACC championship caliber team, and we'll start believing that Mario Cristobal has turned that thing around.
Yeah, no doubt. Should be a fun weekend. JC, as always, great stuff. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure, we got a new JC and Morgan College Football podcast out. You can get that on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, collegefootballforever.com, and the Chief Sports app. And looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. They made the 7 o'clock hour possible. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. When we get back from break, phone lines are open, 205-342-9904. Have the vinegar tip a little early today. Probably have that around 8:15, Chase, to get them all vinegared up. So stay tuned for all that. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the game, Alabama's back out on their practice field preparing for Georgia. We'll cover that. We'll also talk with Connor O'Gara. We'll talk to Rodney Orr at TiderInsider.com. And we'll talk to Aaron Torres starting at 2 p.m. here on the game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We move a little slower now as we're inside that primetime travel and moving in on in toward the immediate area in Northport on 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road. You can expect heavy brake lights there. Union Chapel Road is also a little on the heavier side as well. And then we travel, a pretty normal rate on McFarland from Watermelon to 43. You are just fine. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
With all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP, call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
The Tigers have lost their 5th and 6th games as they drop one to the Guardians 4-0. Houston right now leads Texas 5-2 in the 7th inning. The A's in Boston in extras tied 4-4 in the 10th. San Diego has a 7-4 lead over the Mets in the 9th inning. The Mets have hold of the final spot in the NL wild card right now. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks earlier today 5-1. Reds 6-2 winners over the Cardinals, meaning Arizona's 2 games back, while Cincinnati and San Francisco are 2.5 games back of New York. The New York Yankees leading the Minnesota Twins 8-5 in the 8th inning. The Mariners looking for their 11th straight win right now, trailing the Kansas City Royals 5-4 in the eighth inning. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels missed practice on Wednesday with a sprained knee. Head coach Dan Quinn said the soonest he could practice is Friday. Justin Fields ruled out of Sunday's matchup for the Jets with a concussion. I'm Martin Weiss.
It's the Tide 100.9 30K Workday Payday. Woo! Win cash every weekday 8 to 5. Here's this hour's cash code.
For free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few isolated showers are possible this afternoon and this evening. The high today, 92. Tonight's low, 68. Tomorrow and Saturday, lots of sunshine both days. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 64 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. A father-son duo with decades of coaching experience. Breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. Look at the website there. You can look at all the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory. Schedule service. You want to rent a Toyota? We talked to Justin about that yesterday. A lot of people are maybe going over to Athens. We can you can rent the Toyota there and take it right over to Athens for the game. But swing by Skyland Boulevard or go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. They will take absolutely great care of you. All right, we're looking at some games, Dad, and we've got Jason Barksdale with North River Lawn Care. He just sent me his Weed Eater Wager of the Week. Before I give that, though, any particular games you're studying? He sent me a bunch that he's studying. Any games you're studying for your blue plate tomorrow?
Well, I'm studying the SEC games more so. I can't find one away from the SEC. I don't mind blue plate in one of those because I don't really care. All I'm trying to do is find the winner. And I hadn't found anybody that I particularly like. I think the Auburn-Oklahoma game impresses and intrigues me a little bit because I think Oklahoma is so good defensively. Better than JC does, or as good as JC does. That intrigues me a little bit.
The Oklahoma game.
Yeah, it does. I just think that when you go there, I think the kid that's going to play for Auburn is a good player, and I don't even know that Oklahoma kids have a mad on for him. When a guy leaves you and comes back, most of the time you have a mad on for him. I don't think he was that kind of kid. I think he was the kind of kid that left because they had a lot of injuries. Things didn't go well for him. He had an opportunity, felt like, to go somewhere where things were a little bit better for him, considering the injuries that they had there. So he was 88 and out the gate. And, of course, they got a good quarterback, Oklahoma did. That's the one I've looked at the most. Miami's playing better. I looked at that thing. That's 6. The problem is that, you said 9.5. I checked what you said. Things are so different. I looked to the CBS one. It's 10.5. So, it changes. It's according to what you can get on these games. There's some bookies that you can get 9.5 and some bookies you can get 10.5, but you have to go by, pretty much what the overall emphasis is on what the line is for the blue plate. So outside of that, it's just not a great weekend. far as really knowing, you know, who, what team to pick. I studied all of them trying to figure out. I had a very good job, so I hadn't answered your question.
Yeah, so anyway, when we do get the pick tomorrow, but all the time, the Blue Plate Special is brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa and beyond for over 30 years. Brian Harden Construction is your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services, from custom welding and structural steel, 24/7 crane rental. No job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, woman-led. That's Brian Harden Construction, 205-759-1337. So Jason sent me his pick. He did look at some of those games. He looked at Missouri and South Carolina. He wouldn't do it. Looked at Tulane. Tulane against, oh, heck, Ole Miss. That line's 13.5. I wouldn't touch that one either. And then you got the Oklahoma game. He's looked, but he decided to go. We ain't doing all this, but he decided to go with Miami. Take Miami minus 7.5. So I'll tell you this about Jason. If you're looking to get your yard done, get some those bushes trimmed, the yard looking great. If you need mulch, whatever you need there, Jason and his group will take absolutely great care. Now, he can do lawns. Now, whether he can pick games or not, I don't know.
He does fine. He does a good job.
Yeah, I don't know if he can pick games or not, because he said go under on that Georgia game last week. And it was 50. What was the score in that game? Like 44, 41? That's 85. Not that he missed it. He missed it by a mile. But he won't miss taking care of that yard. But he says he's going to bounce back. Now, he's saying buy the half down to make it 7. We can't do all that. But if you want to do it, he's saying buy the half down. But take Miami. He's believing in Carson Beck. Dad, you're believing in Carson Beck now? He's got a new release on life. He's over there. He seems to be playing well in that system.
Yeah, I think I do. I think Carson Beck's a good player, no name. But I think sometimes a lot of quarterbacks who – we don't talk about them because they're just not, you know, not highlights. But I think we've got some no-name quarterbacks. I think he's one of them. I think he's okay.
All right, so take the 7.5. We'll tweet that out. Now, when you pick on our show, we keep your record. All right, so Doug Bell, right? Dad's the only one with a winning record right now. He's 3-2. Are you picking two games or one game tomorrow?
Probably just one. No, I don't like it. And there's just not enough games to really decide what you want to do. I'm going to restudy them tonight and see if the line has changed. You know, the problem is that, you know, even Thursdays the line changes. Of course, you and I never agree on a line to start with.
It's not an agreement. I take the lines off the same place every. I don't pick the line.
CBS, if you take the blue app and look at it, it's always different on CBS.
Yeah. Is that the one you go off of? I'll go whichever one you go. I'll have to pull up CBS tomorrow then when you...
I believe it's CBS. I don't really know. When I do the other show, there's always a difference in what you say and what they say. So
anyway, they may have moved. You know, they can move during the day.
Well, it's good disagreement because I think our show is better when we disagree.
Chase, do you notice how I get blamed, like, for the line? Like, I had nothing to do with the line. It's like blaming me for the speed limit. I mean, the speed limit is what it is. If it says 55, I got nothing to do with it.
The only problem is that there's two or three lines, so you're not necessarily correct on everything that you say.
Well, I'm just saying, I take my lines off of ESPN.
9.5, if somebody else says 10.5.
But it could change. But if you picked it in the morning, and then you go on another show at 10:30, that line can move between 8.
Why, sure.
And that's what you bet it as, what you get it at.
It doesn't. You're always a half, a point.
That could go to your favor.
In my favor, I got Ole Miss game. Thank you very much. It was 6.5. It was 6 at one time. You said it was 6.5, and I lost by a half.
It was half on the other show too. I think it was 7. I can't remember what it was, but you lost on both shows. So, Chase, see, that's my fault when these guys, I'm sure Jason's
but
going.
But I won against LSU.
Jason, you won that one. You won that one. That was a good pick. I mean, the quarterback for Florida had thrown five interceptions for you to win it, but you won it.
Well, I announced to you for about 2 years.
Well, you did do that. I will give you that. Now, you had that one. As soon as he threw another interception, I said, oh, God, he's going to be bragging on that. Chase, now, he has been the one out there saying he guy throws into double coverage too much, and he threw five balls to the other team. He needs to get his eyes checked, Chase. I think the guy's colorblind. He's throwing the ball in the wrong color jersey a lot. So, anyway. All right. Where are the callers today? Where's Tom?
Quarterback coach needs to straighten that out. That's the one thing that the new coach at Alabama came in to do was to be darn sure that the three quarterbacks that are trying out, if you want to call it, how I want it, but that they really work on, you know, getting the football to the open man, and I think they worked some in practice against people being double covered, plus you know, you not knowing as a quarterback which one's going to be double, you know, a lot of stuff live on the defense. It helps the defense and the offense if you work live some without a line there. So I think that's one thing Alabama's done, gotten a little bit better there. I think his kid at Alabama, Simpson kid, is very, very good. We're talking about quarterbacks. I think he's got the ability to get the ball to the right people at the right time. I don't know what kind of runner he is. I know running is big, big, big. Maybe not quite as good as he needs to be, but pretty good. But I think he gets the ball to the open man.
Okay? Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead and take this break. And we'll get back. We're going to do our vinegar tip of the day. It's brought to you by our great friend, State Farm Insurance, Michael McGuire. See, I got it right today. Vinegar does a lot of things. Yesterday, I'm trying to think what vinegar did. What did vinegar do for you? Oh, it's cleaning that stove. But he said it got so dirty, you had to get a razor blade to clean the goop off of it. If that's... You got to use, if your stove's that bad, then you just need to clean more often or hire you a maid, Chase. Because you got to scrape it off with a razor blade. That stuff's funky. But we'll find out what vinegar can do for you today. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We move a little on the slower side now. It's patchy but steady on McFarland between Academy and 43. 43, you're going to kind of ride on those brakes a bit on the southbound lanes to McFarland. That's intersection slow goes. That's all you have to worry about there.
EET, bone density scans, and more. Ask your physician to schedule your next radiology exam at DCH. Find them online at DCHsystem.com.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHsystem.com.
University of Alabama. This is Crimson Tide today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Streaming live at 2 p.m. Central on Tuesdays and Thursdays on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Monday night's edition of Crimson Tide Rewind, we were joined at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills by CTSN football sideline reporter Corey Reamer.
Being in that locker room for the last 2 weeks, seeing the impact that he has on this team and the way that he's standing up pregame, halftime, postgame, celebrating his teammates, challenging his teammates, bringing the energy that you need to get this team going. You know, it was missed, obviously, in that first week. And I'm excited that he's finally going to get to be back and hopefully be playing. Hopefully he's 100% in a couple of weeks. He was out of the boot on the sideline on Saturday, which is a good sign. You also got Jam Miller that's going to be hopefully coming back and be ready to go in Athens in a couple of weeks.
I'll have more in a moment.
Hey, Bama fans, each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us live for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. This live streaming talk show features the latest on Alabama athletics with exclusive conversations with Tide student athletes, coaches, and media members giving their perspective on the Crimson Tide. You can watch on YouTube, Facebook, and X, with all conversations archived as well on the Alabama Insider Podcast. Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR.
If you missed last night's edition of Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, catch it on demand on the Alabama Insider Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partly to mostly sunny today. A few isolated showers are possible this afternoon and this evening. The high today 92, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow and Saturday, lots of sunshine both days. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good.
Inside the locker, you know what that song means. Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Go to coverage for T-Town. That's FORTTown.com. You can pull up Michael's website there with State Farm Insurance. You can start a quote right there at the website. Or if you want to talk to those guys, give them a call. They'll set you right up. 205-752-8500. Tell Michael you need some vinegar as well. He'll set you up with that. All right, what is the tip for this Thursday?
Well, I got a call about this, about what to do about this mildew. You got mildew everywhere, mildew on your curtains, mildew on some of your garments that you can't wash. When they get damp in storage, it's a big fat mess. So thank goodness if you'll take some white vinegar and really saturate with water and scrub it really good, you'll kill that mildew right off there. Now besides that, not only scrubbing it good, but you got to place it in the sun for it to dry, and that, your sun's got to dry it rather than you try to dry it in a drying machine. And then if it's a real article of clothing that you really like a great deal, it's mildew because you haven't worn it, then you got to wash it separately. So mildew comes, you know, in different forms, all the way from curtains on your shower, all the way to clothes and everything else. So and this lady who wore the mildew, get that mildew off by mixing some water and vinegar together and scrub it good, and your mildew will be right off there. So that's a good tip.
Oh, boy. There you go. All right, so that's brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Michael McGuire. Sure. Thank you, Michael. You're looking for auto,
the best.
Home, condos. Didn't he put an apple cider vinegar on your doorstep when you moved in?
Oh, he sure did. He knocked on the door and handed me some.
You had no idea where that came from. Oh, you actually saw it.
I had no idea.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
You sure. Will. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Yellowwood Hotline and bring in the hot picker from North River Lawn Care, who's 0-1. What's up, Jason? Yeah, he's 0-1.
Hang on. First of all, I had to call in and
You got beat so bad the first week. We're going to give you two losses, Jason.
Well, first of all, congratulations on naming the correct insurance company today.
Yeah, that's right. Get him, Jason.
Second of all, as bad as you treat me, I still hope you had a good birthday.
Thank you, sir.
But here's the kicker. Here's the difference between you and your daddy. Your dad probably took you to lunch, and you probably are going to offer Chase and your daddy lunch after you worked out a deal with the new advertiser to get half off. How about that?
Yeah, right. The lungs are eating. Thomas Rib Shack, that place is the bomb, Jason. You need to take your crew there one day.
Look, I will. Look, Mike, and by the way, all joking aside, Mike McGuire is a great guy. So listen, Coach, I know you do your picks. You're going to laugh. Yeah. I could see this. People are going to laugh at me. I can see Oklahoma covering the 6 points. But at the same time, I kept thinking this. I can also see it being 28-24. Oklahoma wins by four, not by six. Yeah. So that's what led me to the Miami pick, because I don't think that quarterback is as good as advertised. That's just me.
Is it seven and a half?
Yeah, it's seven. He's talking about buying down the half. We can't put all that. Just take the 7.5 and hope.
If you're a gambler, you got to, because see, the reason I want to do buy down 7.5 because the way you are with the lines, see, if I buy down, then I'm over.
You sound like him now. I don't make the line.
The line on you.
I mean, why don't you buy – I mean, Dad could do – why don't you buy down 2 points? I mean, that's the easy way to do it.
Well, but at the end of the day, it's about records. See, I would rather be 1-1 or 0-1-1, where if you buy it down, you tie. A tie is like kissing your sister, but at least you don't lose on your pick for the week.
Well, if that half cost you, if that half cost you, just lost. You might win if you bet, if you buy it down. We can't buy it on the show.
Well, you can buy it. Trust me, everything. Well, there's prices out there. Anyway. Y'all have a good morning. Enjoy the show, and talk with y'all soon.
Now, lawn care, you're the best. Picking games, the jury's still out. We're going to see how you do.
Right. I got the receipt.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Hey, and take that group to Thomas Rib Shack. All right, Thomas Rib Shack, when you look at these ribs, they fall off the bone, Chase. I'm going to take you in, Dad, there sometime soon, and my girl Sharon over there, they've been in business for over 30 years. She's went to Central.
My birthday.
I'll take you there for your birthday. All right.
I ain't going to be here my birthday, but I'll be a long time off.
When is your birthday is in August. You've already had your birthday. So, Chase, when's your birthday?
December 23rd.
Oh, you're a Christmas baby.
Mm-hmm.
Do they just combine your presents for birthday and Christmas?
That's a bad deal.
Yeah, that's a bad birthday.
It is.
So they can just buy. They say this is for your birthday, and then we don't have any ideas for Christmas because we haven't given it all to you for your birthday.
I'm used to it.
So anyway, all right, we're going to take the break here. We get back. We'll hear from Coach Kalen DeBoer. Coach DeBoer met with the media, and Chase will play that out for you. We'll be back tomorrow. I was at 7 a.m. ready to roll. Chase, thank you, sir. Give us a tie. 100.9, 1230 a.m. WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We move a little on the slower side now. It's patchy but steady on McFarland between Academy and 43. 43, you're going to kind of ride on those brakes a bit on the southbound lanes to McFarland. That's intersection slow goes. That's all you have to worry
about. I'm powertrain warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Of the Crimson Tide, sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Never a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's time for the Kalen DeVore Show on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. Presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. AlphaInsurance.com. Now with head coach Kalen DeVore, here's Chris Stewart.
Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. This is, of course, a bye week after the Crimson Tide had another dominating performance against Wisconsin for the second consecutive year to move to 2-1 on the season. And during bye weeks, our head football coach joins us by phone here on the program. And that's why this segment has us saying, Coach Kalen DeVore, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And talk to us about how the off week has spent for you and for the players with the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, you bet. Good to hear you from you, Chris. You know, we get back right away on Sunday, and we make sure we cover everything we have to from the game and make the corrections and just kind of review that, get our workouts in, and then try to let the guys early in the week on Monday especially get to class. And that's normally our day off anyway, and now they've been working out, and we're getting back on the practice field here. You know, the latter part of the week here. You know, I just liked having those, that day or two, where they're a little bit away and can, take care of their business, get caught up with any school or whatever it might be. And, you know, it's good mentally and physically to kind of refresh. Our, coaches are game planning. You know, there's a lot of recruiting that's going on, whether it's earlier in the week or going to some games here, on Friday. We got some coaching staff that will be out on the road even by, tomorrow afternoon. So a lot going on, just, everyone kind of doing their part.
Let's go back and talk about the victory over Wisconsin, because it was impressive, Coach. They punched a little from the start. They had a good stand defensively against your team right at midfield after your opening possession, but your defense able to set the tone with a takeaway. And I thought a couple of the things, not only the takeaways, but also the fact that you were able to keep pressure on the quarterback throughout the course of the game, especially when it was in question, major difference makers in that outcome.
Yeah, for sure. Just I've been challenging the defense to start fast. We hadn't really the first game, and then you know, the last two games they've done a better job, and especially getting that takeaway right after we gave up the ball on downs there offensively. That was huge, just with the field position that Wisconsin had. And so our offense took off from there, and you know, really the first six possessions our defense got four punts and two interceptions. It was actually a quick game, you know, and offensively I think we had eight or nine possessions total, nine possessions, and you know, after the first possession with the turnover downs, we got five touchdowns and a field goal. So didn't finish how we'd like, but it was a game that we did a good job executing, especially through about three quarters. So proud of the guys and the effort. They put a lot of work in to have their minds right, and went out there and executed the plan.
Talk to me about Ryan Williams and what having him available meant throughout the course of last week for your offense. You've got other weapons, we know that, but There's only one of him, and having him available again is pretty special.
Yeah, and he just adds to the group that we have with the rest of the receivers, and he, you know, he was chomping at the bit to get back out there, and you can see it through the week of practice, and it showed up on Saturday with the effort, you know, and the playmaking that he brought. Just, you know, he's a home run hitter. He's a guy that can and he will pick anything and end up in the end zone. And so, you know, just adds another threat, balances out the defense. They can't just focus on guys like Germ or Isaiah. You know, Lottie's been part of that mix now, and so it's good to have him back.
Ty Simpson, another great game statistically, 24 of 29 for 382, four touchdowns. Again, didn't give the football to the other side, which is obviously so important. Coach, you and I talked about it in taping the television show after the game. A couple of those throws were such tough, tight window passes. The more you've gone back and looked at it, does it make it even more impressive what he was able to do?
Yeah, just really proud of the way he's trusting his offensive line. He knows the timing and trust with the receivers, and so it just comes through reps. It comes through, you know, practice is one thing, but, you know, when you know you're going to get hit, and you just know you got to hang on to it for that half a second longer, and the routes are going to open up. He's starting to get that. And, you know, I think there was a third down play, the second drive, where he ripped it into, you know, Ryan Williams along their sideline on a corner route. And so that's the one that sticks out in my mind. And then I think it just built on from there. You know, he did a nice job just moving, taking what the defense gave us most of the game, but then also when he had to really step up and make a throw, he did that. And so a lot of trust being built, a lot of confidence that continues to be, I think, just built up within our team, not just the offense in regards to what Ty can do, but our whole team.
Coach, everybody wants to know about the run game, and certainly I know you'd love to have more than the 72 rushing yards you had on 22 attempts last Saturday. It's not the sole way you fix things, but I would imagine it's going to help tremendously to get your most experienced running back returning, or hopefully so. What can you tell us about the progress of Jam Miller and what he would bring to the table with the matchup against Georgia coming up in a week and a half?
Yeah, I think Jam just being a complete back, you're not, you know, worried about protection responsibilities, whether it's both who he has or him getting the job done. And then obviously, like you're talking about with the run game, just the ability to run inside and outside. He's built up physically, and, you know, big body. But also can get outside and has good speed, you know. So he's a threat that way and can catch the ball in the backfield. So just an all-purpose back, you know, with so much flexibility and versatility that he adds a big piece to our offense. So a lot of confidence in him. He had a great fall camp until he got injured.
Coach, there were a lot of questions about the kicking game and obviously the busted coverage after the penalty forced you to kick off. I guess from the 20-yard line in the game after you go up to start the second half with the big play to make it 28-0. I know that's something that you're not pleased with, but overall with your kicking game, what are you seeing through the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, with our kickoff team over the last year and a half, it's just been really one of our units that we've almost been bullish about, just feel really confident. So it's a good little wake-up call there for that unit. It's a lot of little things that just a couple people need to do better. You know, we want that ball kicked to a little different spot, and then there's just a lot of you know, pieces that play into when a ball is kicked that far downfield. There's a lot of space for the return, you know, to get set up. And so we have to squeeze a little faster with a few guys and make the play that we've been making, you know, more times than not with that unit. But yeah, Blake, you know, has been consistent you know, really it was his first punt in Brian Denny, you know, there at the end of the game. So needed to get him a look, or don't want to get him to work, but it was good to see him come through the way he did. And then I think Connor's been, you know, pretty consistent too with, you know, with his field goal and extra points. So, and the, as well as the kickoff. So we're in a good spot there. Just continue to get those guys more and more experience.
So put it off. Talk to me about Georgia. Tell us what you've seen for the Bulldogs. I know we'll go more in depth next week, but just an overview of what we're going to see between the hedges coming up in a week and a half.
Yeah, sure. I mean, just a balanced football team that's going to compete right till the very end. Doesn't matter if they're up or down. They're just going to keep playing and, you know, going to have a good mix of run with pass. Just a balanced team in every way that you look at it. And so, you know, a group that's got some experience, maybe a couple spots where there's some young guys in there, but, you know, quarterback with Gunnar Stockton already, you know, played some big games, whether it be at the end of the year last year or this last week, you know, so he's got that experience and some new guys that are in the mix at some of the skill positions on offense and, you know, a lot of same numbers, you know, popping up on film, you know, at different spots, though. So they know what it takes and, you know, going over there, going on the road, it'd be a great test, a great challenge for us. And, you know, our guys, you know, as we go through the week, I can already tell that they're excited about the new challenge. And, you know, just like the momentum that we're building, because that's what we really focus on. It's all about us.
Coach, we hope the bye week weekend is a good one for you, the staff, and the players. We appreciate your time tonight. Look forward to talking to you next week in person back here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you. Coach Kalen DeBoer joining us from here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Again, on bye weekends, we do the visit with Coach by phone, but we will have him back with us next Wednesday from 6:30 until 7:30. For Hey Coach, once again, the show running from 6 until 7:30 each and every week during the year. Our program is brought to you in part by Alabama 811. To prevent injuries, outages, and loss of life, call 811 or visit al811.com before you dig. It's free, it's simple, and it's the law. And it's the president of the University of Alabama, Dr. Peter Moeller, joining us next on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, Alabama's back out on their practice field preparing for Georgia. We'll cover that. We'll also talk with Connor O'Gara. We'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. And we'll talk to Aaron Torres starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide.
Those soft, fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine, there's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
And exciting, visit us online today. Tuscaloosa Dodge, Tuscaloosa Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Three great dealerships. One promise, your car, your way today.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. The Tide Tailgate Show is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast on 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC and online at 95.3thebear.com and Tide100.9.com. Game day traffic reports to get you to Bryant Denny Stadium. Live reports from our Bama beat reporter, Wyatt Fulton. Game day picks from the top games. And this year, special insight each week from Roll Tide Willie. The Tide Tailgate Show originates live from Grandstand in Tuscaloosa's Timberson Square. Come sip beverages or grab a bite before or after the game. The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Open this week prior to traveling to Georgia on September 27th. And Coach, while we wait on questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your squad as you enter this week's open date.
Yeah, you bet. Just pleased with the progress we've made the last couple weeks. Felt like we took another step in many of the areas, and just got to keep working here in the bye week and getting hopefully some guys healthy leading into Georgia.
First up is Nick Kelly of AL.com.
Hey, Kellen, I want to ask about Isaiah Horton. What have you liked from Isaiah Horton so far, and where do you still want to see improvement from him?
Yeah, I think he's every week building a better rapport with Ty and just our offensive system, understanding, you know, where to be and when to be there, quarterback friendly, you know, knows that the ball will find him if he just, you know, continues to run his routes the way he's supposed to and all that. Just thought he had a good solid week last week again. And so love how he is gelled with the receiving core, and they really play for each other. And, you know, early in the game, he did some things to really help our team. He may not be the one that got targeted. He may not have been the one carrying the ball, but he was blocking downfield. He was running his routes hard. And then as the game goes on, he ends up, you know, finding the ball in his hands too and making a nice touchdown catch in particular. So just really pleased with the mindset he has. I think he's really understood the last couple weeks, you know, what we're looking for and how we need to do it.
Next is Charlie Potter of Bama Online.
Yeah, hey, Coach. Just wanted to get your initial impressions of this Georgia offense, and in particular their quarterback, Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah, I think he's played some big games, you know, in just a short amount of time. When you look at the end of last year and this last week in particular, he's done a nice job just managing the offense and then making plays when he needs to, throwing the ball down the field, finding his matchups, and then keeping plays alive with his feet. And so he really, I think, adds a dimension to their offense, you know, because of that. So I think they're doing a good job, you know, utilizing his skill set and the offensive personnel that are around him. And, you know, that's a credit to, you know, Georgia staff.
And I know you're expecting to get Tim Keenan back, or at least hoping to, but what have you seen from London Simmons when he's kind of stepped up and kind of been your starter there in the middle of the defensive line?
Yeah, I felt like he's gotten more and more comfortable each week with his responsibility. And then now it's kind of gone to
where, you know, he's expecting to make a play himself and, you know, being able to finish. And so just the steps that you need a young guy to take, he's taking those.
Next is Steve Moulton of WZZN.
Hey, Coach. Hope you're doing well today, sir.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask in particular of drops of and I'm asking because whether the route was the right one, was the ball put in the right place, of just evaluate the couple of drops there in the Wisconsin game for me, Coach.
Yeah, we had two there in the fourth quarter that I know really jump off the screen, and just guys got to continue to just watch the ball all the way in. And I think that's a lot of it. I thought the ball was right where it needed to be, and that's just focus, especially the two young men, Ryan and Lottie. I mean, these guys got great hands, and so it's not about that. It's about keeping your eye on football and knowing that you can't go anywhere without it, and just doing your job first of catching it, and then let your ability go make the play afterwards.
You referenced the Georgia's last game. I'd love to get your thoughts in particular about the Georgia-Tennessee game, Coach.
Compete until the very end, and that's what we saw a year ago, and that's what you're going to expect to see every time, they step on the football field. So didn't matter what the scoreboard said, there's a high level competition happening, and just playing that play and only that play.
Thank you, Coach.
Mm-hmm. If there are any final questions for Coach DeBoer, please use the raise hand function. I think we have a follow-up from Steve.
I do, Coach. It is about Ty Simpson. What kind of development have you seen out of Ty just from game one to the last game against Wisconsin, Coach?
I think he's really slowed the game down. He stayed disciplined. He's staying more disciplined with, just where his reads are taking him and not being in a hurry. And then keeping his eyes downfield and trusting the offensive line, even when he's got to hang in there. I thought the third down on the second drive, him just ripping that corner to Ryan was a big time throw. And, that you love to see that, he's made those plays more now the last couple weeks. And so it's just him getting more comfortable, him understanding, when he's got to make those big throws, how to keep drives alive, and staying ahead of the chains. He's just doing a better job with all of those things here these last 2 weeks. But yeah, I think he's becoming more comfortable, more confident, and of course the team is becoming more confident in him too.